Don't you ever think at all? No, I didn't think, wasn't thinking, couldn't think. I was simply waiting in anguish for the interview to stop. Then you'd better learn, hadn't you? On one occasion, the headmaster leaped to his feet, reached up, and put Rodin's masterpiece on the desk before me. That's what a man looks like when he's really thinking. Clearly, there was something missing in me. Nature had endowed the rest of the human race with a sixth sense and left me out. But like someone born deaf, but bitterly determined to find out about sound, I began to watch my teachers to find out about thought. There was Mr. Houghton. He was always telling me to think. With a modest satisfaction, he would tell me that he had thought a bit himself. Then why did he spend so much time drinking? Or was there more sense in drinking than there appeared to be? But if not, and if drinking were in fact ruinous to health, and Mr. Houghton was ruined, there was no doubt about that, why was he always talking about the clean life and the virtues of fresh air? Sometimes, exalted by his own oratory, he would leap from his desk and hustle us outside into a hideous wind.